It was a good work that I did receive while I was there. the deliberation, the minutes, the report I did receive, I felt as if I was part of the committee. I'm suspecting a committee is like your family, your house. When you're not around, we are wondering what is going on. But with the capable leaders that you are and the capable staff, I've got everything as if I was part of your meetings. I've read minutes, I've read the reports. I'm suspecting that you are waiting for this one day that sometimes if we are not yet getting there to debate, the anxiety that we all got. We have so many years in Parliament, but come the budget vote, we all panicking. It can be starving. I don't know why. I'm taking this opportunity to congratulate our young leader who managed to have the young leader of themselves to lead them. Congratulations, DA, hoping that the democracy will take place as now wanting it, as young blood. But if you need us as old crops, because if you are only your young blood, you miss some other things, but we've seen your conference, it went well, and your contestation, like any other parties. So, as this committee, we do congratulate you. You were having a conference, but you were balancing the conference work and the committee work. We all know we're from political parties. When you are gunning for a conference, you need to be on the ground. But you have balanced, you have been in the committee, you have respected the committee, because we are hoping that one other day, Honorable Malad will be the Minister of Sport and Recreation. So, without coming and guard what we're doing, you cannot do that. Yes, that one day there will be a government of the South Africa. And we don't have jealous on that. They'll get us on the ground. You know, they're killing the way I'm saying that one day will be a minister. Let's see and wait. We said words now. Let's take a moment of silence about our Salwat. You know that I can get on this on that age. Like you see last week, I was thinking that this is end of my life. The way that it was not easy even to breathe and the flu that I was having, I was thinking that these are my last days. Because my immune system was very down, except that one veteran white doctor who assisted me wanted me to be hospitalized, but I've said I can hospitalize myself in my bed and take care of me. But the week was disturbing me, calling me every now and then, wanting me not to wake up. But it was very painful because it was struggling to speak. My voice was away. Let's take this moment, we have a silent moment of our veteran, Mama Wetu. That this morning he passed on Mamovut. A moment of silence, please. May her soul rest in peace. Thank you, honorable members. Where is agenda? The agenda is consideration of draft report on budget vote, qualifier strategic plan, deliberation on annual performance plan and control committee on sports, and committee meetings and matters arising. When I was reading this report, I was thinking that we've done this, but I will be guided by you. I don't know what is all in this agenda, because I'm still from wherever she lay, you will guide me. Anyone to yes. No, can you soon tell us what is going to happen? Let me take this opportunity that Umphumuzi must tell the committee why he was not here on Wednesday. Utebuo was on sick leave, and now Usune was everything. And as a committee chairperson, I need everyone to account, because in numbers, when they are not in the meeting, they write apology, official apology. So I've just discovered that one of us was not in the meeting, and I want him to tell the committee, because they're supposed to respect the committee. If e apology or e classification is not going to be given, we'll be thinking that they are all not respecting the committee. Mpumishu.
Thank you very, very much, Chair. Members, I would like to sincerely apologize for not being part of the last meeting. I had a double booking. I was booked to assist the Parliament to do the policy framework for his sports council at Parliament. And as such, I was author of the constitution of the sports council as well as the policy framework. So I was expected to go and present there. Now, the mistake that I did was not to report that to the committee on time, because when I agreed to go and present to them, and with them, I agreed because it was lunch time again. And I was off the view, but the committee was going to begin early in the early hours of that day. So I made a mistake of not looking at my diary that day. And I would like to put my apologies to the committee. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I think we can take Mpunzi's apology since it's for the first time of his disappearance. And there were some other members as well, but he thought the meeting is going to be at 1 o'clock while the meeting was, we are having mentioned that it must be immediately out of the plenary or after the budget, the meeting must start. So some of the members, they thought it's going to start at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. I'm suspecting that this is the spirit of our committee. I've noticed that everybody is taking serious this committee. And immediately that when we are away, you heard that your officers were not present whilst you were preparing a debate of our committee. I was thinking that what happened to Umphumuzi? Since when are we behaving like this, as if when a person is not around, anyone can do whatever. But we are all members of the committee. I'm accepting your apology, please. I was not aware. I was supposed to ask you yesterday. I was in the office yesterday wanting my course staff, and no one did tell me that he was not in. I wanted to show you the seriousness of us. This morning my whip reported that Usune, she was alone. And thank you for the standing work that you've done on those days. And the documents that I've received, I'm suspecting you are taking all your time and off your family. I wish that you must have a good debate in order that at least the work must be normal. I've seen the work that you have done, combining of reports, preparing. Let me take this opportunity to thank you that your work we are noting, that we are taking this committee very serious. We are hoping that we're going to be more serious as public representative. The agenda is on front of us. I'm suspecting before you adopt this agenda, is to me, it's a bit confusing. I don't know what were you doing last week if we have agenda like this. So if Sune or Debo, they must tell us what is it about this agenda. Kuna abantu abazihlekayo. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I say in terms of the consideration, we must adopt the report because we just discussed in the last meeting. So today, in terms of the first one, which we must adopt so that we've got a report as committee. And I think to a certain extent, with the 5-year strategic plan, although we discussed it further, page by page, we must also adopt as the committee. And most probably that is why it's here, because I think we went through page by page. So today we will be, if members have got some views, strong views on either of the report, that they feel that we need to ensure that this capture.
I've seen Honourable Malazan's hand. Oh, okay. You want to say something? May I say that let's adopt this report, this agenda, according to the explanation by my whip. Any proposal of accepting the agenda? Ntate Malazan?
I want that we adopt the agenda.
Thank you. Memanana?
I suppose you.
Yes. Thank you, Honourable Members. The first point is 1.1, draft report on budget vote, sports and recreation, 1.2. Let's do that. Let's consider it. Where is it?
Thank you, sir. I'm hoping that the members will receive the copies of the previous agenda. Let me just take this opportunity also, members, to convey my sincere apologies for being upset last week, but nevertheless the information and messages were relayed, and I would base my input on the minutes that I had to be adopted by members on the report of last week, and so I moved from the premise that amendments that were made were informed by some of the input that were made last week by the members on the report. This related to, you know, specifying the dates, particularly of the Champions of Athletics Championships for Africa Youth Championships in Mauritius, to put specific dates there. The money for facilities, input that were recommendations that were made regarding emphasis that members made regarding the money that should not be reduced in as far as facilities allocations are concerned, and the need to have facilities built in rural areas and so on. I'll start by saying that the report as it was presented last week is informed by one, the strategic plan and the APP that the department presented, which is basically based on the newly adopted medium-term strategic framework of the department of government, 2014-2019 strategic framework, and the department just had to align its programs to that. There's a specific emphasis that the fifth parliament and the government, the new government has made is to ensure much more radicalism in approach towards program implementation, ensure the cost effectiveness of programs, but also to ensure that rural areas are serviced and services are provided. So all departmental programs should have been based on the NTSF, which is primarily a document that just gives us a synoptic picture of what the NDP entails in as far as government programs are concerned. So we are aware that the departmental program itself, so the departmental plan, has been aligned to the achievements or to the priorities of the NDP, whereby we look at the emphasis on social cohesion and that translating into the departmental program, whereby we're seeing that there is more need for adoption or implementation of the school sport there is no need of the implementation of the National Development Creation Plan. All of that are emphasis that the National Development Plan has made and the department has aligned itself towards that. And so if you look at the priorities that FRSA had, and I'm trying to just give a holistic picture so that when we make the input and are adopting the input as it has made, we become conscious as to why certain inputs, as suggested last week, would be encapsulated by the leader inputs or cannot be emphasized at this particular stage. That we started this year with the premise that last year we received a report from the General Affairs Department received clean audit, and that in this financial year, it's the third year of the implementation of the National Sports and Recreation Plan that the department has adopted in 2012. And that Treasury continues to make an emphasis that there cannot be any more funding that can be allocated towards implementation of the NFRP because of the budgetary constraints and the constraints in the national fiscal due to the economic situation that the country finds itself in. But in the current medium term, the department has been allocated 3.1 billion to implement this program. Now, you understand that the minister had made, including the APP, they make an emphasis that to implement fully the NFRP, it requires an annual budget of 15 billion. Now, for 3 years, they'll only be getting 3.1 billion, of which 64% of that would go towards Active Nation program, which is a budget of about 2 billion. So, that gives the picture that there is a need to control the usage of resources and prioritize parts of the NFRP that are very crucial at this particular stage. I think it was last year in the annual report where the Deputy Minister also indicated that at the end of last year's financial year, they had implemented only 44% of the targets of the NFRP. Now, there's still a vast amount of work that is yet to be implemented, that is yet to be funded as well with regard to NFRP. So, fair to say that as the budget allocation indicates that 64% of that budget will go towards Active Nation, it's a clear indication of how the department takes seriously the issue of ensuring that the increased access to sports and education, there's more emphasis towards school sport, which is the main program of the Active Nation program. There is more emphasis on supporting federations, which is the next program of Winning Nation, where federations are being supported towards ensuring that one, they geographically aligned to the boundaries of the provinces, but also are able to increase participation. A little budget, and this speaks to a recommendation that has been made here, a little budget of 9.7 million has been allocated for infrastructure development. Now that budget alone simply indicates that the department is not at the position of implementing or providing facilities. However, there are innovative measures that the minister and the DG have put in place while ensuring that while it is not a core mandate for the department to implement to provide facilities, they do innovatively find ways of raising money and allocating funds. One of those is the allocation there's a 5.1 million that has been put aside to ensure that facilities are implemented, multi-purpose facilities, but also in conjunction with the sports trust, which is a conduit that they are using towards ensuring that facilities are being built, ensuring that that pool of 9.5 million allows them to achieve a much greater objective. So that's the scope that the department finds itself in. We also have problems with the entities like Oxfam, which are currently having challenges as far as governance is concerned. There are issues regarding the suspension of the CEO, new board that has been put in place only last year, after resignations and the passing away of certain members of the board, but also challenges of Boxing to raise its own income, its own revenue. You know, there are challenges that, or litigation that currently are not allowing boxing to ensure that it generates maximum revenue from broadcasting and therefore be able to attract sponsorship to fund the entity. We've seen the intervention of the department as well with regard to assist boxing to be back at its feet. But also, we understand that boxing itself, the structure itself is not designed to meet its objectives. While it has programs that is about that it has to execute, there's only one individual tasked with doing that, and currently that individual, the director of operations, is under suspension. So you've got a top-heavy management structure, which does not even address programming of the boxing. And so that structure itself is problematic, it's inhibiting Proteam Boxing from implementing its program. But also you've seen that the budget of boxing has increased significantly this year, from 7.9 million last year to 10.4 this year. This is intended to assist it to implement some of its programs. When it comes to faith, we've seen that this year they started implementing the WADA code. It requires more infrastructure to fully implement the code. It requires more organizational and change of the organizational structure. Now, in their current APP, there is no provision for amending the current structure, which in itself position the entity in a bit of a situation to be able to cope with the requirements of the new WADA codes. Now, what are those requirements of the new WADA codes? There's a need for SAFE to have an investigative arm, which is a function that they will do with other government departments and state security institutions to assist it towards prohibiting the use of unuseful substances. So that itself requires infrastructure or space to do, but also there's a need for procurement of the specified scientific testing equipment. Of course, the injection of money into the institute itself would assist to meet certain or some of its obligations, but to what extent can those assist it to meet the other added responsibilities that it has? So we've therefore looked at the overall strategic outcomes of the department and how those strategic outcomes of the MTFF are aligned to the strategic outcomes of the department, and the department's strategic outcomes are aligned to the APPs. We've had the opinion, the presentation by the DG on the 21st of April, but also we are able to interrogate that analysis. Of importance is to understand that on strategic point number one of active citizens, two targets are being set. And those two targets are based on the number of schools that are being provided with the equipment and attire, but also the number of schools that are participating in the Active Nation program. Whether that overall would assist us to achieve access is a question that we can therefore wait until the end to see if the department is achieving, but also monitor it on a regular basis to see if the department is able to achieve that. It's at this particular strategic objective that you are saying that 54% of resources have been allocated towards ensuring that this particular strategic objective is achieved. So all detailed plans regarding the technical strategic outputs or indicators are yet to be received. The department is yet to give us rather the detailed strategic technical indicators. On priority number two, which has a lot to do with transformation, of course, this goes with how the resources have also been allocated. Establishment of the EPG, particularly to monitor how federations are adhering to the transformation scorecard. We had during the presentation earlier on the 21st of April that federations will be entering into agreements with the department regarding their transformation targets for this year, especially the top five federations. Now, if for us to monitor how are those targets being met by those fire federations, but also to see what the technical, what the scorecard, transformation scorecard includes and meet regularly with the APG. Two indicators of success have been included. And with this, an allocation of 106.7 million has been provided to assist all federations. Now there's about 76 federations, and the department has a target of 60 federations that it intends to assist in the financial year with that 106. Now, how big is the portion that any federation is going to be getting, and the kind of agreement? Of course, there's a guaranteed portion that the federations would receive for administration, but also there's a conditional one based on its ability to provide the necessary documentation. So that program helps with us to monitor which federations are complying and are not complying with a particular issue. Achievement of international success. One thing that was picked up in this particular thing is that while there is an intention to achieve international success, the department is not specific on its own targets. For us to say we have achieved or have improved or have remained the same internationally in certain in sports, how do we measure that? Of course, in the APP, the indicator is the ability of the sporting code or the country to improve its rankings in international competitions. Now, there are a number of competitions that are taking place here. The document itself lists those things, and it relates to what I've said here, that athletics will be taking part in the CWA Africa Youth Championship. Well, it has taken place in April. What would have been the target of the athletes that were sent there? There are world championships that are coming later in the year in August. What is the target? There are the World Cup this year. How has the department contracted or set the standards for the Rugby as to what the targets to be achieved? So those things, one could say, they could be set, but the lack of commitment that is seen in the document is something that is very prominent, that one can say. And one can also say this can be established based on what happened in the previous year or in the previous participation of similar competitions. There are sport-specific championships, but also there are multi-coded events. In this financial year, there's the All Africa Games that are taking place as well. Couldn't we have set the target of the number of medals or the ranking that we intend to see South Africa achieving in this financial year in that particular event? Something very prominent. Strategic goal number four, enabling mechanisms. Very important here is all those things and many of them which one could say they serve priorities of department in assisting or in implementing the NFRP. One is the allocation of facilities that has been provided. It's an enabling mechanism that allows participation in sports. It's the assistance that sports councils are given. Annually, provinces are getting a grant, which is part of that 720 million that has been transferred to entities and provinces. Provinces are getting grants. Now, there is a law that has been established that 4% of the allocation that is being given to each province must go towards assisting sports confederations and all the local sports councils. 20% of that allocation has been ring-fenced for club development. This is very important to ensure that there's active participation and structured community participation in sports, in organized sports, and assist federations as well to set up leagues once they are clubs, and an allocation to assist federations to set up clubs. There's a 3.5% allocation for establishment of provincial academies. We've had currently that there are only two provinces that have completed the facility count after the facility audit was terminated due to its cost. election, provinces are embarking on the facility count. Only two provinces had completed that. Now, this gives an indication as to where are the priorities of departments in as far as implementing parts of the National Sports and Recreation Plan. I think it's evident in as far as allocation is concerned, notwithstanding the fact that others are still being considered and are still being pursued pending the availability of resources. The first, which is very striking, and that comes from every year from the department, is the issue of the establishment of sport house, where all federations will be housed in one. It's a priority, but it's not a pressing priority within that strategic period of 2015-2020. The goal number five, adherence, sports and recreation users and strategic to support government and local partners. What is striking about this priority is that the department continuously gives us input about the role that the South African government plays in international organizations, the UN, and including part of the BIA WADA, and provides country ports, holds the chairmanship of certain zone 6 Africa event and in the UN for social change program. This is coming. It would be very important that as you go about, you set a specific meeting just to get to know the country's report around all this participation and what are the actual things. We do get briefings on a quarterly basis about the governmental general program review and participation. In fact, performance on quarterly basis. But it would be very interesting to get all this. It's very important. It's included in the APP, though not prominent within the strategic plan. And running of the department efficiently and effectively. So what you are seeing here is that there are a number of key projects that the department intends to take part in. We've highlighted them, and they're in the program as well. But the fact that we highlight them here is that members would have an opportunity also, you know, when we do the planning and the actual monitoring, to choose specific ones that for this current financial year, which ones would we pay much more attention to, and you know, just to unpack them very well and prepare for them. This is to assist us to get into a start plan, but also to plan for the year program of the year. Of course, the budget, this has been alluded to a lot to this in this presentation. You see there that majority of the budget goes towards active nation program, 628 million. The second in line being the sport support program, where federations and entities are allocated money. Yeah, that's the program that is that. The least funded program is infrastructure support. And I think there was an issue that was raised here around the money of facilities being reduced. I need to indicate in the presentation that last year you would have received at the beginning of the year an allocation from the department that generally made to the department of 9.4 million. Now, during the medium-term budget presentation or review, an additional 1 million was allocated to the specific program. Now, obviously, when you look at the projections, one would say what was allocated last year, the beginning of the previous financial year, 9.4. There is an increase from what was allocated from last year of 9.4 to 9.7. The fact that there was an additional amount that was added does not necessarily mean that that additional amount was part of the budget allocation, that it was given on the basis of the needs that arose at that time. Perhaps those needs might not have risen this year, but Treasury allocates on the basis of what they give the department at the beginning of the year. If there's a need to review and add, that will be added in the medium-term budget. Hence, they need to explain why it would have appeared in the document that there was an allocation of 10.4 million, which has this year been allocated to 9.7. It was a reduction, but it was an additional million rand that was added by Treasury in this specific program based on the needs that arose at that particular time. So there is an increment of budget in this particular line item. And this is the budget allocations of both. You notice a significant jump of state budget from 2013-2014 to 2014-2015, 14 to 18.5, and that increases consistently in the coming years. Same applies now in this financial year with boxing, from a budget of 7.9 million to 10.4, which allows it to, you know, be able to implement some of its programs. We've had the presentation a week after the budget presentation of SRSA as to how, what are the plans that they intend to achieve, meaning to address the suspension issues, the administrative issues that they have had. Also, there seems to be more saving that's going to come as a result of them moving from their offices to now go using some office space with the department. And of course, members raised concern around their independence as a result of that form of assistance. So, a number of observations were made, and I said I would address them based on what has been raised here. Of course, the issue of the dates have been sorted within the document itself of the African, the participation of athletics team in the youth championship in Mauritius. The issue of the money has been addressed, so you'll not see it in the observations because it's not a concern around the reduction. In fact, it was just a matter of wording or phrasing how that was put. The need to have facilities built in rural areas, of course, we have emphasized on it here because it seemed to be what is prominent with the committee. Of course, then the committee has a way of saying, of all the allocations that have been made and schools that are going to be participating in the school sports championships and allocation towards club development and building facilities like of trust and the multi-purpose courts built by the department, that should be directed towards rural communities. So that we have made an emphasis of as part of the observations. But very key and inverse also is the unlikelihood of the department to bring all the five bills to the committee in this financial year. We should keep the committee very busy if there's come, but that is unlikely that it will happen in this year as most of these bills are in a draft stage. And of course, the Leader of Government Business at the end of last year issued a program of bills that are going to be dealt with in this financial year, and none of those would have included sports-related bills. And of course, then the alignment of the strat plan with the APP, particularly when it comes to ensuring that the department avoids the audit query. So those have been captured to this observation. And the issue of the filling of vacant posts. I'm sure, in fact, when it comes to boxing and faith observations, they remain as though there's no much material changes except spelling in certain instances. Recommendations that have been added include that of the filling of vacant posts, emphasis on the rural the building facilities in rural communities, and still much more emphasis on the use of ensuring that provinces are able to account for the DORA grants that they receive and are implementing in line with the priorities of the NFRP. before the completion of the national facility count, which will allow for the continuation of the facility plan. And that's why the changes. The reason that I had to just take members through is as indicated that some of the recommendations that have been made would have found better expression now after amendments that were made to express clearly. But to also say that certain issues like the reduction of budget would have been perhaps not properly put, but I think they needed a further clarification on our side. So that's the presentation on the budget, and I think if members are now okay with it, it can go for consideration for adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Tebo. Right here, my member. Honorable members, this is a presentation by Tebo upon you. What do you say? Say something, honorable members. Honorable,
no, I think it does capture the fairly observations of the comic. Yeah, so I'm personally happy. So I move that we adopt the report as a report of the committee.
Thank you, Honorable, the whip of the committee, Honorable Manana.
Thank you, Sir President. Before us, I support here, Honorable Ralekuma. I've got this, it's just one question, Sir President, on this federation. You see, we are having these 36 federations and it's only 6 that needs to be assisted. These 16 federations, and how are they going to assist them since they're going to be left out? Thank you.
Any other case, Honor Malash?
Thanks, Chair. I've got a few areas of concern that are quite clear in the report, and I just want us to perhaps deliberate on them before expressing an opinion on the adoption hours of the report. And then one being the fact that in the budget it's indicated that there is a 26% increase or 26% increase of the amount allocated for office accommodation for the department. And the reason this measure to contend is that one, the department has previously expressed its unhappiness with the current offices and the inadequacy of the space in there to accommodate the staff component, particularly with the issue of parking. And also now with Boxing South Africa moving in there, that you know, it creates constraints in terms of spacing, and that for me is not entirely explained as to, you know, what are the causes that have led to that increase, because it is far more above the annual rate of what, you know, a rental or lease on office accommodation would be. And also on the issue of the mismatch between the NRSP outcomes and the department's objectives, more so linked to the fact that, I mean, apart from the fact that there isn't enough funding in terms of the full implementation of the National Sports and Recreation Plan, even by the department standards, 46% is far way below that line. But also, you know, something that relates to what was alluded to by the Minister of Finance in the previous budget, which was, you know, a clear outline of, you know, the department's austerity measures to boost its spending on areas where they shortage, particularly with infrastructure support in this case. That what are the austerity measures that the department itself has taken to then boost those resources into where there is shortage of funding. And I suppose this in the previous meeting, that, you know, the thing with boxing South Africa is that, you know, while the situation there is severe, and, you know, I emphasize with it, even their own thing, they don't have clear timelines for what they plan to do. I mean, you look at the budget, 64% of it is going to be spent on remuneration of staff. yet you have the CEO suspended, you have the financial chief officer suspended, and there's also a clear outline of the plans about, you know, when it plans or it targets to resolve its lack of accommodation now that it's going to move into department, but also how it's going to ensure that the funding it receives from the department is not just heavily allocated on remuneration of staff, because it is currently constant, because it's too senior officers are under suspension, yet increasingly they're spending on that.
The uncommon part of the question is that each department is supposed to be with us, except that you are raising observation. This observation that we are supposed to raise with the department, but there's nothing wrong that we are doing. But I don't think that we expect answers from the committee members. They are contributing that what they have noticed is ABC, and that's your right. But with the answers, we will be recording that this is not the end of the committee work, that the department on the next round, or even when we are debating, we'll note and we'll inform them that some committee members like to fill these gaps. I'm seeing the head next to me take my leader stuff. I've got an open policy in committee that our staff who are working with us, they do have right to raise, but sometimes one that the mother must be a spokesperson. She is asking whether what we are raising, that it must be included in this report that you want to adopt, or you are raising that. As I've said, that we must note that these outstanding questions. So you wanted to check that, because she is writing, and I wanted to give her an opportunity to respond to ask this question. But never mind that I've put her views. I've seen Mr. Bergman, Honorable Akhomo, and then Ebuo or Mpumisi.
Chair, I think it's useful if possibly we do comment in for the report itself. You know, for me, I find it also that I've been pretty quiet because this isn't the right place to probably raise it, because the officials aren't here. So we're talking, you know, we're preaching to the same choir here. So maybe it is a good idea then to be productive, that a lot of our inputs are then captured in a report, although we still, you know, kind of come into the debate. Come at the hour, there will be the usuals. For me, I raised it last time, and I still raise it again. We've got the budget, and we say this is what we're going to use it for. And then when it comes to a tick boxing exercise, we turn around and go, yeah, we did this. But we never get to say how well we did it. And when I told the DG this, you know, he said, yeah, but it's come a long way. And that doesn't help us. Now, us as a committee, we're not at these events. We're not at these places where they're just ticking boxes to say it happened. So we don't know how it happened. Was it successful? Was it just, let's let the key before the committee tells us we didn't reach one of our targets. And I said that we should be moving more towards qualitative rather than just quantitative box ticking exercises. So some of the committees, what they do is they have these customer satisfaction surveys. So if there was a championship that was held, they would then, after the championship, they'll give every team a survey to say, was this professionally done? Were you happy with your accommodation? Were you happy with the events? Were there things in what we can improve? Were there, you know, and just give us a rating. This would help us in terms of identifying just how effective the usage of our budgets really are.
Honorable, thank you, Honorable.
Yeah, no, you are correct, because it's most unfortunate because the department was here and we raised certain concerns we captured. So if there are other observations, my case then is that we can include them as observations. Because my take really with sports is that we've got a lot of work that we must do in terms of oversight. We can only be satisfied if we can triple ourselves so that we can be in a position we can be everywhere at the same time. And unfortunately, we've got a gap in terms of that. We've got a gap in terms of even after we have tried to ensure that we meet almost on a weekly basis, we have not even met with half of the 14, even a quarter of the federations that we are supposed to have a sense of. So my take really is that we've got a lot of work. With the department as well, I mean, most of what they do, we don't have the ability to get living with them. You can take, for instance, the school championship. I went there on my own, unannounced. But, I mean, there is very little that you can know, because you go on a day, and then you observe as you observe. And from there, you must have that. You can't be in a position you can be there 5 days of the school champions week. So my case is that most of we and I took joy to our work, the value of what we did with our oversight tour to Limpopo. I mean, that was value because you go there, you find that facilities are there, are not where they are supposed to be. And you go there as the committee, you make your observations, you put them under pressure, you go out, you go back again to see whether they have done what they promised. You find that they have moved. So that is the only way that we are going to make an impact here. And then others will make an impact through ensuring that we interact with all of these sporting bodies, including the department, through several measures that are there. And the Malachi is a star on that, because Malachi also does written questions to the minister directly. Sometimes the Malachi does written questions to some of the federations, some of the entities that we have. That is all that we can only ensure that we become and know about what is happening in the department by doing those type of things. But for now, really, my change is that we must just load those points that Malachi has raised. And then we must keep on raising them with the department, because it's our work, basically. That is our work that we must do in terms of ensuring that through oversight we increase service delivery. That is the impact that we need to be in a position to measure whether our oversight makes a difference or not. Thank you, Mr. President.
Honorable members, I'm suspecting that what we're doing is what was here for these 5 years to come, and will be persuading any other problems and questions to each department. We are here for that, and that's our role, not to be satisfied. This committee, when we declared it to the committee, we have said 21 years down the line, we don't see its transformation, especially in rural areas. That means that even this department, 21 years, we are not expecting that all we can say is well. We are all agree that when we do our oversight and when we are listening and reading documents, we do see gaps that are there. And
what I'm suspecting as this committee is what we're doing today, to emphasize and always be critical. We don't have not to ask questions, and we don't have not to put our views in order that we must get the support that we want. But the home was not built overnight. So we are on track on every day. We'll be pointing out the gaps in our policies. That's why sometimes we'll be hearing that with the ruling party, we'll be having a policy conference because of the contributions of from each committee, that when we're looking at the policies, we'll be seeing that what we're raising here, even today, it's necessary that those who are supposed to change policies, especially in government, they must have our observation and feedback. Oh, government cannot be government without these portfolio committees. And I would not to want to ask, what can I say? We cannot not to raise difficult questions. We are not here to ask difficult questions to our minister and the department at large. We cannot, and that's why we are saying that what we are saying today, we'll be saying even 4 years down the line, all is not well in the sport, especially on the sport. 21 years is not that little, but after how many years that this sport was under which government? So I do appreciate that each and every day when we are contributing, we re-emphasize to raise those things that we are seeing that they are gap in our bodies. And I'm assuming that even when we are debating, as this committee will tell the nation that here we are, not here to praise, assuming that the symbols of our minister or of department, in order that this transformation we can see in each and every what is these things, in each and every program, we must do what we are doing. So I'm saying that let's add what the honorable members are adding in our observation. Because even we have agreed that even in our programming plan, we will re-look at it, but the fortunate part of it, is that if we are not planning accordingly, the problem of planning and the funds. But I'm 100% sure that we did go for a strategic plan. We've put our input, but as time goes on, we've seen that there are gaps even in our strategic plan. So that's why we're here. Together we can build this sport fraternity. Any intake? But those words, I'm saying, Demo, you have heard the members. What I like about the members of this committee, they do love sport at heart. They are not talking politics, they are talking facts. That's what I'm appreciating to everyone. If we can politicize sport, or unto us, but what we're doing this committee each and every day, we're putting threats, is either direct to minister, direct to the department, or to the committee itself. Let's keep it on in order that come 5 years, we'll see our mouth demo. So far.
I'm going to be responding, but for the purpose of including the observations in the report, being mindful of what is possible and what is not possible. Observation is an observation. Sometimes some of them can become recommendation. One that on the issue of the 16 federations that remain post, one thing that one has observed, and I'm glad that Manana picked it up, is that the department would set a target of 60 federations. Year in, year out, they get up to 68 federations that they are able to assist. Being mindful that there are federations that
have got a recognition status but are not fully funded or fully established federations because they do not meet certain criteria. The new criteria of the sports development plan is that federations must have at least a representation of up to 3 districts in a province. So with the new review, you may find that even this 676 federations might drop. We've had a case when the DG presented of an equestrian federation that is not going to be assisted, it's going to be it's not going to be recognized any longer. So as and when those processes happen, this other thing happens as a result of aligning. Secondly, just to correct Honorable Malachi, it's the 29.7 increase, not 76 increase of office accommodation. But thirdly, what the department has achieved of 44% of the SRP, majority of the things that they are not able to achieve are not necessarily dependent on them. If they are, they depend largely on the resources available. One of them is the establishment of the fourth house, which would bring a huge difference towards departmental programs, including assistance towards elevations and housing, everything. One thing. So that requires development of a new infrastructure that can meet those particular needs with the resources required. Secondly, it's the ability of federations to meet their targets. Now that particular, not only on transformation, but on access, on providing programs that are expanding, on reaching many rural areas. So such programs are largely not dependent on the department alone, but depend largely on the other supporting agents. And there are other sectors and such that we intend. So while 44% in this particular period of the implementation might not be sufficient, there are give and take of what more can be done with the available resources. And other recommendations, one would just would include of looking at the quality of the events and signaling that out as a prominent factor. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, we must not forget that we are living in South Africa, where international where these economic problems. So e-sport is amongst those people who have problems economically. So would love to see that, for instance, your RSTR, NRSP, National Sport Recreation Plan, that it must be funded. But as we're speaking, it's unfunded. And what are the reasons? The reasons is the state that was been given. And what are the reasons that this plan, which is very good, is unfunded? I don't think that the treasurer is having a hatred on us, but this committee, we must persuade them that it must not always be the sport that is getting little budget. And if sometimes other things were thinking that all is going to be well, we cannot. We cannot, because the budget is dependent on the economic situation of international and national. And we're seeing this problem that now we have a good plan of sport, but this is it's a priority, but we cannot afford. Because he treasured, didn't give us more funds, and the reality that it, you know, every now and then we say, department together with us, we want more, but if we don't have more, what can we do with those 76 against 60 mamumana? Because you must give on what we have. So this thing is a motivation of look at the sport, and we're saying that we have about so many federations, but because of the funding that we're getting as U-Sport, there are those that don't even know whether they are belonging to us, because we don't assist. It's not out of maybe a department, but it's out of resources that we're having in South Africa, but also what made me not to be happy. Why are we not prioritized
it's a political question. We have prioritized education, but I was thinking that if we are lobbying, sport is a V. This social cohesion, we cannot get it if we don't get it in sport. So we are happy with our education, which is one other priority, but how are we living with sport? Politically, we are all, especially when I'm looking in some other leaders, that must do our groundwork, but with the committee, we are going to always knock at the door, come policy conferences, but they cannot take decisions if each party is proper, but each party must have a corner now who decision with sports, not only to others. There is a researcher, some vote want to share reform Pumzi, I've seen who honorable the veteran of the committee, mostly.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, the issue that the Chairperson is raising of the SRP, it is exactly what we spoke of last week. That we were saying, we are actually gunning for transformation, and transformation cannot be achieved if it's not well funded. But the system which we thought we would, you know, expeditiously what is it, expedite transformation, was to come up with a plan like NSRP. Now we want transformation. We have NSRP that we have, you know, put as a policy. Now we cannot, Chairperson, we cannot allow ourselves to have a policy as beautiful as that one, and fail to fund it. Otherwise, we are not going to achieve transformation that we want. Now we said last week, Chairperson, that let us come up with a way in which we are going to write this whole thing. Let us not just leave it like that and say it is fine, it's not funded, we are going to fund. Let us come up with ways and strategies in which we are going to help this department to achieve this funding. Otherwise, 20 years is going to go, and after 20 years we'll still be speaking the same language that we are speaking today. We indicated that. But the other thing, Chairperson, that I want to raise is that we have the Department of Health that is helping on being alcohol advertisement. And I'm telling you if that would happen, because the Minister of Health indicated that whether we like or not, that is going to happen, and we are gone. If that happens, we are gone. That is one other thing that we need to know. The other thing, Chairperson, that we need to emphasize on is the issue of the Department of Education. What is it that we're going to do that is going to get the Department of Education committed to sports? It's a serious one. It's a serious one. And the last thing, Chairperson, it's the one that you said the Mbuzi is going to speak about as the researcher.
I'm sure if you watch your honorable motion is contributing, the honorable the whip is talking to me saying that he didn't even mention in their debate what he is mentioning with us. Okay, well, sorry, that continue. Honorable, thank you, honorable motion.
Can I have to go after Pumzi, because I'm curious of his response to that issue. I'm not predicting what he's going to say, but I'm very curious about it.
Honorable Bachmann, when we were away, maybe we were still finalizing the campaign that we have congratulated you. I've shown you that you are supposed to be joyful. I don't see that in your face. We have congratulated you. Let's say it again. Okay, I'll soon tighten in your face. You have worked very hard with this, and that's what you wanted, no? Okay.
Thanks, Chef, for the opportunity. Thanks to Committee Number 12. I want to reflect on two issues raised by the Chair Resolution, another promotion. But if I do that, I want to take two steps back to 2010. The President of the country 2010 signed the service level agreement with all the ministers. I want to echo what Chair has said. He had specific request to our minister, part of the transformation. Parallel to that, there was an adoption of his potential prison plan, which is an unfunded mandate by the Chair, which also agreed on. And upon that, we all know that the emotional index, the social cohesion, the national mood depends on this department. Otherwise, there's no social cohesion. There's no national unity. It's healthy if you are not prioritizing this. Now, fast forward to 2013-2014, state of the nation, as well as the budget sheet of the Minister of Finance. There's a common denominator in both speeches, the construction of infrastructure, which strategically, when I want to link your points, Mr. Musi, I visited the budget vote in Human Settlement. The Minister of Human Settlement made a commitment on USDG 5, which is 10 billion, specifically for facilities. That's the understanding of the building of facilities, the building of infrastructure, includes issues for the inclusion. So there's a 10 billion regional settlement at the human settlement department catered for USDG. The USDG looks at the metros. They've got a backlog of the facilities in our townships. Now strategically, how do we ensure that those facilities are there? I think that question is self-answering, because there are a low-hanging fruit where at human settlement. What we need is our education to talk to her counterpart, which is the chairman of human settlement. We have a bilateral with them. We talk to them, and as well as the doctor for human fund. They should change how do we move forward on this, because the minister did make a commitment. That's one of the strategic level funds. However, we also need another meeting with the Department of Basic Education, the Hashman Higher Education, and really ask them to commit on what is it that they are offered. For instance, the Chair, not so long time ago, he was in the Eastern Cape, both in the former Shishkai and Transkai, to live on Jesus, as well as in Limpopo. Those people, they simply want to play sport. But the problem is that the provincial bottleneck, whereby the age of these, we are far ahead of them. We are far ahead of them, but they've got budget. They've got resources. They've got anything that you need to support people on the ground. We can say everything. We are far ahead. We just watch the station, this community page. The provincial HODs and MSCs are lacking also in sport, in school sport. That's another key problem. These are my observations. But coming to another area of funding, there's German Development Bank that is supporting the department. The German Development Bank, we don't know how much are they giving us. We do not know how much are they giving us. And how is that money effective? I do know that it is assisting on facilities. But there's never been a certain oversight towards that money as a committee. And yet we will hear what it is saying that the response to donation to that. We've never asked how much money. Another issue on transformation, the issue of transformation.
The issue of transformation is in line with the service level agreement that was signed by the President and the Minister. Now, when you cascade down that to federations, the community should be curious to look at the content of the service level agreement you are signed with SARU, SAFA, Athletic South Africa, and so forth. Up until you get the content of that, you can't hear it from the bureaucrats of the department that we are signing this. They are still a serious federation who are deliberately moving slowly on the issue of transformation. I had the privilege of talking to the president of Blue Bulls. He was saying, no, where do you think I'm going to get the talent? I've asked him, where do you live? Are you living in Gauteng? If you're living in Gauteng, there's Soweto, there's a huge pool of talent there. But again, one more last thing to say. I want to reflect on the particular analysis, these are also my last observations. I look at it retrospectively. It depends, yes, it is complying. But I think Honorable Government is right to check whether the performance of the department, the effective way of doing things, is crucial. For instance, when I was doing the budget analysis, I just had to pick up on one program. Let's take administration, for instance. In 2014, there's a problem of accommodation. Where is the problem? I'll guess where it gets being used this. But I'm trying this long term. Yeah. Where is the problem? The problem the public has is failing to provide the invoice for accommodation to serve for in 2 months' time as the dispersion of the stipulations of the PSM. Again, it's a state elective nation. There's another problem on the school championships. Delay of the invoices. It's not a major thing, but is it corrected on the hot court? 2014-2015, 2013-2014, 2012-2015, and so forth. So, yes, we are going, but how are we going? I think it's crucial to me. I'm not going to go to the program. I'm just highlighting this few examples. Let me pause there, Jake. Thank you.
The time that this honorable staff was not with us, it did cost the contribution on the input. Let's take it as it is. Honorable Malachi.
Thanks, Chair. I actually had 3 points, but Nkunzi has dealt with 2 of them. My 1 point is, I think just for our future business is, you know, a lot of the department's resources, up to 76% of the department, goes into transfers to provinces, and that also goes into federations. Is that on many occasions, as Mpumzi said briefly about it, is their objectives are not aligned with, you know, the priorities of what this committee wants to achieve, and more so even that department wants to achieve. And this is where we also have the difficulty with, you know, as it trickles down to local government, this is where we have the difficulty with that spending on the 15% for municipal infrastructure funding, that the lower you go, the more sport is not a priority, you know, in certain spheres of government. And I would advocate that in doing our business, I think it is also important just for future that those 9 provincial departments, and also including the measures, that we hold them to account in terms of what their what their obligations are towards sports. And that includes all 9 provinces, including the Western Cape, that, you know, a lot of responsibility to make meaningful change in terms of sports investment lies in there. And I always have emphasized for the DG when he says, you know, the difficulty is with provincial governments, but when we contribute our money, Chair, I think we need to be far more strong in advocating for it to be spent where we want it to be spent. And the other thing with federations is, you know, there are certain federations that are self-sufficient. You know, they are very self-sufficient. Yet we continue to pump lots of money into them and not support those that are not really self-sufficient because of the economics of the sports industry. And this is where the difficulty I have with not having clearly tangible outcomes with regards to the committee's priorities, particularly with the issue of gender empowerment, is that for federations like, you know, Cricket South Africa and South African Rugby and even SAFA, who to a large extent are able to sustain themselves through non-governmental sources of funding, we need to look at ways as to how do we then contribute the little that we have to make meaningful changes in areas such as boxing, netball, where it is lacking with progress. So I think what we need to do, Chair, is, you know, to align our advocacy to clear timelines and resources. And it might not just be useful for this exercise because we are at the condition of it, but in future to think about when we say, you know, 500 million has been allocated to Basketball South Africa or Netball South Africa, that we attach clear outcomes to it, that, you know, it should be linked to rural development, it should be linked to women empowerment in developing administrators or ensuring that there's a large pool of female administrators and representatives that we are going to produce. Otherwise, if we leave the responsibility solely to federations and under the umbrella of transformation, we won't always achieve the clear goals. Within transformation, there are a lot of variables that we need to make stand-alone issues, and gender empowerment and rural development is one of those, so that we are very clear when we hold them to account, we can know that we hold them to account based on what we have outlined.
Honourable members, this committee, day by day when you are contributing, you know, I've read your papers, your contribution, but today, former chairperson, I'm suspecting that we are wondering now today as if you didn't do anything because of the problems that are here and there. So, you know what? Out loud, that is this committee, with our staff, let's prioritize action in your minutes. Let's prioritize to visit provinces. You know what, ENCOP has got Section 76 bills. They are always with the provinces. What I don't know, what are they seeing? This problem of 15%, and this problem that the rest of honorable members and staff are saying, that what is going on in our provinces is not what we're expecting that they are doing. The only thing that you can stand in a platform, criticize them, we need to have facts. With immediate facts on our first a visit, according to the program of Parliament, let's go there. Let's identify provinces. Let's engage them to check what are they doing with the 15%. I've seen that, we are saying that we need to meet with the co-opter, we need to meet with the NCOP colleagues, but our own oversight role is very important, that each and every week of the week of e-constituents, let's go to these provinces and check this problem of in-need, and not waiting, you know what, we did call here, it's sister department of basic education. What can we say that we've achieved about that? They've tried to tell us to do ABC, but just for speaking, we're not happy about the school sport. Now I'm proposing that in our programming plan, let's go down to our provinces. I'm supporting those who are saying that. Because we can call it departments here. They will come with you, technocrats, Mpumzi, Tebu, Malachi, all those words, Osne, but, no, technocrats, I'm saying that. But if, as these politicians, we are not going down there, and then they must talk to us. If we're calling them here, Dada,
they will show us the green pastures until we must touch the ground. That we must tell them. You know, I wondered when I was thinking, I was trying to build issues on the earth that, you know, this MEC, here we are, within so much months, we've tried to do ABC, but without going to them and tell you what are they doing and check, you can't stand up and over criticize. Now I want what Honorable Bergman, that I'm suspecting he was too ambitious, which is right, saying that he is complaining about the work that we've done to do oversight because of our programming also of Parliament, that will be sitting there every day in the plenaries and whatever. What we must do, let's go to our provinces. They are not assisting, especially with the sport. When we are trying to assist and take the problems and coming with them here, they will be feeling that there they are. This is our role. What are they doing? So I'm saying that in order that we must have effect when we're criticizing them, let's go there. With those words, Honourable members, I'm suspecting that now let's try to adopt this committee report on budget vote number 40. Can I? You don't want to listen to me. You have a right, like any other woman in this committee, to talk sooner.
I just want to clarify for my record the concerns that were raised after Tibor's briefing as would they, would the committee require those 3 points to be added, or is it going to be for a future document?
I'm suspecting that when we were contributing, we were saying that they must be added, but already they are in our minutes. If you can listen, Honorable Bergman, he said raise in those things from Udid and Honorable Malaz Agatali to raise these things. So I don't see any problem that it must be included. It's concerns and they are part of what we want to. Yeah. Okay. Any mover? No, I'm saying let's adopt the committee report on the budget vote number 40. Ms. Malaza?
Chair, I wasn't going to speak to what you're speaking to now, but it was my understanding that when you said it's noted, that it meant it's noted as part of the report. That was dealt with the earlier in the
group. Okay. Now, can you vote for this? I'm not clear.
I thought you were seeking an answer to me about that contribution. That's why I said, that's why earlier when you said it's noted, I didn't have any further input because you said it's noted in the report. It's not that it's a special report.
Okay. No, we are clarifying yourself that you were happy when I'm saying it's noted in the report. Okay. And then Honorable Maliga.
Thanks, Chair. I'm moving for the adoption of the report.
Good morning, Honorable Malik.
Good morning, sir.
I wish that voice I've seen in the minutes and the report of last week that you were present and your contribution I've seen in the notes and the minutes. But today I'm suspecting that we are wondering what are these position are doing. That's why I'm saying good morning. Nice to hear that voice. But I'm 100% sure in my notes I've seen your contribution of last week. Because I know in this committee there's no one who doesn't want to speak at the chair. Thank you. Any second? Honorable Ayman. I'm done out of order. And who knows who take a little right to that? Honorable Malak.
Chair, we'll be right back for the case.
What are you saying now? You are not supporting for it. It's serve your right. What does that mean? Don't be technical. This is a commit. No. Oh, you are going to declare when you are voting. You're telling us something, we'll be ready for that. Honorable Manan?
I support the objection of...
Yes. You cannot say there's no opposing. I want to tell you, the parties have a right to support, not to support. So, the honorable Malazi, they are not supporting. They are keeping their support in the debate. They will declare that. Because we are in the committee. Now you ask me to explain, and now we are saying two different things. Please wait that I must finish, and then I'll give you a platform. So I'm saying, to my understanding, when you are in a committee, you suppose to propose that the committee must adopt the budget vote. Those who are supporting Honorable Maleka, Honorable Manana, or Honorable Malaza is reserving his vote in the committee. So he has got a right, and I'm saying that no one is forced to vote. Because when, sometimes when you are in the debate, committee members will be saying that, but we have voted when we were debated. So I'm suspecting that they are avoiding to vote. They are not voting here. They are against the voting in the committee. So we are sure of what they are saying. I'm not doubting. They don't vote. If you don't vote in the committee, do you expect us that you are going to vote in the chamber? It's obvious. So I'm saying Honorable Maliga is voting for the budget vote, and Honorable Manana supported, and we've noticed the reservation of the Honorable Malazi. That's the correct thing that is done in the committee. I've seen the hand, Honorable Ralihomo, Honorable Malaza, Honorable Bergman, Honorable Manan.
No, Chair, I think you are correct that the committee has got a view, and that view is that we approve the budget vote of the department with what you have observed, that we note that the DA reserves its right. Yeah, that is how we will record it.
That's the only thing, and there's no one can interpret what is going on today in this committee. I'm saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 members are supporting, and then 2 honorable members of the DA are reserving their votes. They didn't vote for this budget vote number 4. It's clear like that. There's no other way that we can prevent. And I'll defend the committee for anything which is not what I'm saying. It's not. You still have hands up? No ways. No, I know these things. I've been in this parliament. I know that when you don't want to vote in the plenary, start not to vote in the committee. So we know what we're going to do in the plenary. Honorable Malak.
At a later date. I think on a later note, I was just saying that your predictions, Chair, let's see those challenges and then let's not motivate what and all those stuff. Because you are preemptive, Chair.
Why am I creating?
I don't know. Like I said, on the last
No, I'm interpreting what is going on just now in this committee. The, when you discuss the document or the vote, the budget vote, the last thing that you must do as a chairperson, you will ask the voting process. And the voting process, when people are not voting for the budget vote, is clear that they are not voting. And it's going to be another thing. That's why that I don't link it with the House person, but that's in the committee. And when people they are debating in the committee, they will be approaching, but you voted with us. Why do have even the problem not to vote with us, even in the plenary? So I was trying to explain the process. When debate for your budget vote, you give everybody to contribute, but they do have a right not to vote on what we have discussed upon. And surely we'll be seeing other things when we are in the House, that those who are not voted with us, they will vote us. But now, black and white, you are not voting with us as a committee today. It will be a miracle that when you will get, maybe you want to explain that, but processes are here. Sune, are you happy? Okay. Thank you, honorable members. It was a good debate. We're still going to that House. We'll be ready to debate this budget of our minister, as all of us raising concerns, raising gaps, and raising things that we want that the department must be improved. I've said, as this committee, we don't need serious questions. We don't need that we must embrace our department whilst there are problems which are there. And good luck for everyone. We'll hear each other debating on Wednesday. The next thing in the agenda, five-year strategic plan of the Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation. I'm tabling it. I'm suspecting that we have perused, we have read it. Hey, I've read once I was in Kwenokabafile. Can I take hands? I'm presenting it. Let's engage on the strat plan. Honorable Rathoma, Honorable Malazi, on that order.
No, Chair, we also, on this one, went page by page in the last meeting. So my take really is that we move for the adoption of the strategic plan.
Honorable Malazi, can you give that?
I second for adoption, Chair.
Okay. And the
On the committee's strategic report, I second for adoption.
Any other opposition view? I'm suspecting my nanny. I'm going to wait that she's telling. Can you? The next thing, deliberation on annual service plan of the Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation, and those interrelated and international study tour proposals. I wanted that. I've seen imminence that people are saying that, Jack and Les, I said, why we do discuss like this as if the only thing that we're in here is nice time. Point number two, any intake deliberation the annual performance plan of the Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation and International Study Tour Proposals 14 April 2015. Honorable the week?
No, Chair, on this one, maybe we should allow the table to just lead us, because we this one we didn't do the ATT. So maybe Teboho should lead us that we can deliver on the ATP and as well as that other point, clarify on the basis of the minister that our discussion in the last week on the tour.
When we are having kids in committee, they are experiencing their playing of God. This last one called Manana, I don't know what he is doing, she's doing. Debo, on you.
The department of the committee, also just like that of the department, is informed by the NET, is informed by the medium-term strategic framework, but also by the strategic plan of parliament, which has put a different shift of the concerns and concentration of the state parliament to become an activist parliament, to become a parliament that is deeply involved in addressing issues of the members of communities in South Africa. A parliament that is responsive, that is the emphasis that they made, to our community needs. And so there's not much of a change of the strategic plan, the essence, but there is more of an improved shift or improved gear towards how those should be addressed swiftly, speedily, on time. That is the main emphasis. And hence, when you look at the strategic goal, as it said to on your left there, it reflects the strategic plan of Parliament. And to your right, you see the strategic plan, strategic objective of the committee in giving effect to that particular strategic plan, strategic goal. And so that will include ensuring a good cooperative governance where the committee is concerned, is to ensure that all the concerned departments that are assisting and committees and legislatures that are assisting the committee to do its work are informed and are included in the work of in the work of the country. Expanded knowledge through international exposure, through learning from developed and other developing countries. It could be through international study tour. It could be receiving visitors from sister countries in the sister committees in their respective countries. It could also be when ensuring that the agreements and MOUs that have been signed internationally with countries and with other international bodies, and there's proper monitoring of those, thus exposing the committee in the work of the world out there. Developing efficient support systems to enhance efficient functioning of the committee. Of course, this has to do with internal administration of the committees and how support staff is able to carry its work. Processing, passing, and monitoring implementation of relevant legislation, ensuring that the public is sensitive to the processing of legislation and scrutinizing, increased scrutiny of the executive action. Of course, there seems to be a much attention that the Fifth Parliament puts over enhanced scrutiny over executive, increased oversight. And this you see also replicating in our programs of this year, where, of course, I think that this committee has been very much successful in having to hold the executive accountable in each and every quarter, including at times when it is not on a quarterly report, but it's on other matters that affect other federations or other stakeholders within the sport, where the ministers and the department would be invited to come and share the space. So there's that increased scrutiny that they're going to. So this objective, I find no problem in us addressing it in order to ensure that there's increased scrutiny over the executive action and over its progress as well. So what has then been the, for the next 5 years, the main priority areas that the strategic plan has highlighted. One is on the implementation of the National Sports and Recreation Plan. So efforts of the committee will be garnered towards ensuring that all stakeholders that are that are given the responsibility to implement parts and an important portion of the to play a role in implementing sports NRRC are therefore held accountable towards that. Still on the part of addressing the legacy for the past through provision of sports infrastructure and sports development program. Of course, increased access, you see it, you find it in the plan of the department where Citizen Active Program, Active Nation Program is given a lot of money. So the committee's focus towards ensuring that rural areas are accessing that, there's increased participation, there's increased infrastructure in rural areas would be seen to be the focus area of the committee. Increased efforts to ensure that there's proper transformation in sport, which depicts not only the demographics but all other spheres of transformation that have been as provided for in the transformation scorecard. Of course, the national teams ought to be reflective of the demographics. So this aspect of transformation and how that happens would continue to be the focus of the committee in the next 5 years. Improved governance and administration of the department and its entities and the conditional grant would also be, these regular meetings and reports that we receive on quarterly, on annual basis, including ability of the committee to make recommendations for departmental budgets would also be the increased focus. Enhanced the inter-ministerial cooperation and collaboration program. There's school sports program, there's facility, the building of facility program, which requires quarter human settlements, those that require also school sports, the DBE, Department of Basic Education involvement. So that approach would continue to be an approach that the committee would be focusing on. Very important also, since it is part of the strategic outcome of the department, therefore making it also a concern for the committee, since resources are also allocated to such programs, the monitoring and of the implementation of international agreements, collaborations, and cooperations. We've heard of the participation of the department in international programs, the UN, the Zone 6, African structure, so that would also be continuing to be monitored. Supporting the performance of national teams in the international competitions and performance and evaluation systems. Because this aspect on the part of the committee has been the aspect that I think we would have to develop a tool that will allow us to monitor the extent to which NFRT is being implemented. Because the function of monitoring implementation and holding the executive accountable towards that remains that of the committee. The department can provide the program and how they're going to do it, but holding them accountable and monitoring if those plans are implemented continues to be the responsibility of the committee. On the entities, it's around ensuring that there's improved governance and administration, development of guidelines for testing of athletes. This is not the responsibility of the committee, but it becomes the responsibility of the entity to ensure that there is developed guidelines to receive and hold the entities accountable on information regarding banned substance, regarding regular testing on all national athletes and reporting regularly to the committee and the department. When it comes to boxing, it's ensure that at the end of the five-year term, boxing has got a clear governance and administration, that there is a proper implementation of development programs, there is improved financial performance and development and implementation of the legislation of boxing, which is yet to be amended. And so, the strat plan, therefore, gives an overall view of what will be the committee's concentration. Now, in this financial year, 2015-2016, how then are we going to turn this into a real-term implementation? One is through the conducting of oversight over the executives, where we are holding regular quarterly meetings to request quarterly reports, consider which is the process that we are busy currently busy, and pass the budget of the department, the annual reports of the department, conducting the review and budget recommendations, but also paying on-site visits to where programs of the departments are being implemented. In this current instance, we've identified for this financial year four provinces, Gauteng, Northwest, Free State, and Northern Cape. These are included in the annual performance plan, which I took towards the last page of this annual performance plan, last pages. Monitor the implementation of legislation. There are policy directives that the department has agreed to, implementation of the white paper, NSRP, Sports and Recreation Act, and all the other UN-related policies. There's also a policy of developing or amending legislation. So that process will continue to be the process that the committee will continue to monitor in the current financial year. Facilitate members' capacitation. In this instance, there are two things that we're looking at. One, to broaden the international perspective of sports systems of members by undertaking an international study tour in the current financial year. And the other is to ensure that there's a participation in one of the conferences, sports-related conferences, that will assist members to be to have a view of the issues that are involved in sports or affect sports participation. The other issue of focus will be facilitation of the appointment of members of the statutory board. We're currently busy with the interviews for South Korea, and of course at the end of that process, members will have to make recommendations to all of the board members. So that is the process that is currently busy in this financial year. Conducting of public hearings where committee would call federations and other stakeholders will be seen hold open public hearings and release public statements and liabilities. Enhanced cooperative governance. Of course, there are pending activities that will be built into the program. Others have already taken place, others are yet to take place. Of importance here, which is part of the strategic plan of Parliament, is to ensure increased work with institutes supporting democracy, you know, like the Auditor General of South Africa, the Commission on Gender Equality, would have to find a way of us ensuring that there is a proper relationship with those institutes that are supporting democracy, notwithstanding the fact that intergovernmental cooperation with DVE found a cocktail. But also in this instance is to enhance work with all the legislatures within the country to ensure that the plans of the committee, in as much as we advocate for harmony and alignment of work of departments with the provincial departments, the same should also be applicable within the committees to ensure that the work of the committee of oversight is also in line with that of provincial legislatures and vice versa. International relations and cooperation that of monitoring international agreements and undertaking the study tour. Improved committee work, which is also part of the work of strategic plan of Parliament to ensure that all in this Parliament there has to be quality products coming out of the committee. That documents that serve here do not go to the House and and they are found to be wanting in the House. So it calls for proper administration, quality of work, timeliness of submission of documents, and provision of quality procedural advice, content advice, research, and administrative support. So those are the main focus areas for this financial year, for which finance is going to be requested. You'd see that our budget, which I saw as the main thing, this is the basis from which we say, for all this work, we will meet, if you just look at the 2015-16, that much. I'll start with the oversight visit budget. Our previous experience from last year's visit showed that we spent 460 to two provinces, 460 pounds to two provinces over a period of 6 days. And so there is a need to prioritize and see how we can be innovative in doing that. We have identified four provinces. All provinces based on the fact that in July there is a week allocated for oversight, and that also happens sometime in January. Usually there is one in September, but in this current financial year it's not in here, it's not usual that there's going to be oversight in September. So on the basis of September, of July, September, including November, as we did last year. But this year, November is going to be used for the international study tour as opposed to the oversight in local programs. So we've allocated that provision of £700,000, hoping that there could be something that will give in to allow us to visit four provinces in this financial year, conduct oversight over four provinces, and still be able to attend three SRSA main events. Of course, we had envisaged that there will be legislation coming this year. So that $500,000 might not be spent as we requested, because legislation might not be coming. Of course, catering usually goes beyond that amount of $60,000. International flight tour, based on the rotations we received on flights and accommodation, would amount for about 11 members, 5 staff members, would amount to 1.5. Of course, one thing I need to highlight about international study tours, it's not going to be possible to undertake international study tours every year. And what would inform an international study tour is the priorities that are placed. It's very important that members undertake an international study tour at the beginning of a term based on the priorities that they have set, primarily the implementation of the NFRP and all its affected priorities as per departmental program. Of course, this year we've seen that department has prioritized within the NFRP provision of school sports, provision of academies, provision of ensuring that there's proper structures and support, and provision of facilities. So those are the four pillars that perhaps to just limit the study, international study, to look at countries that would limit and provide the particular direction. And therefore, that's towards the end to see how that has turned out. So that allocation, as you see there, it's under ideal circumstances. But we understand that there's constraints of finances, and where possible, if it was all at all possible, we would take an international study tour every year. And conference attendance, printing and advertising has been put at 250,000 because just to advertise for one paper, it costs 120,000. And so you understand that the budget itself is not enough. We put it so because we are yet to, after interviews, we'll have to publish a name for public to know who are the members elected for the vote. And so that money is being allocated. Of course, that goes to the printing of all documents relating to that. It goes to printing of all the materials that members receive every week. Of course, the recruitment of the board relates to the accommodation, booking of accommodation and flights for members, for people that will be interviewed in the day, giving us that total. Things that may not happen in the next financial year are international study tour. Of course, printing will still remain the same. So you see that the budget oversight will still be taking place. The budget would shift. What we try to do here is just to give a synopsis of, in this financial year and current financial year, what would be prioritized in terms of spending, not necessarily to say these are the actual figures that will come, because For the past year, we worked with a budget of 750,000. We've spent in that year 850,000, so we exceeded our budget expenditure with one oversight and many meetings that we've taken, including visits that we took to Gauteng and all. With this increased work, there's a need for increased funding, but also there's a need for the committee to prioritize on its oversight, on perhaps a study tour versus attending events and so on. So there's a question of give and take in that particular situation. So the budget is representing it, and I must hasten to mention here that the chairperson will be required to go and present the APP for adoption by the House Chair, including its budget, by Monday next week. And so what it requires from our side staff is to ensure that we capture the principles, the spirit of the members and what must be prioritized in the budget, so that between now and Friday, before the chairperson receives the copy, we've got the principles captured and are able to put estimates that are approximate to what is possible in the current financial year. Thank you very much, sir.
We shall wish to be brother to the DG. She shall go sweet. Honorable members, football is tabled. Can we engage in the input or table? Honorable Bergman, Honorable Inventor, or something. Put in juggling, juggling, balam. That Malik, Honorable Malika, Honorable Malachi, in that order. Thank you.
I think often what we make the mistake of doing is like a copy and paste exercise. And this isn't a criticism of our own committee, it's just something that happens generally in all the committees, that it's very hard to predict into the future what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. So we look to our constituencies as well. You get this budget, and your B-year is going to look like this, which is very similar to the first year, but in the second year there's something significant that happens that makes us all want to divert our resources to here or there. Is it possible that our strategy, which I wasn't present at the time that was undertaken, the two-day strategy in the first few weeks of Parliament, that's what obviously guides us, but you've mentioned what I've said about oversight. I look at all other portfolios, and mentioned it, the Whipple test, and you mentioned it in the one committee the other day. Our oversight doesn't have to cost much. There's enough places in the Western Cape, there's enough places around to take a bus for 4 hours or 6 hours. We can get to the right places to see the right things, even within this area. And even if it's not the case, even if it's a tournament, which is also part of our portfolio, there's a major soccer game or major rugby game or major hockey game, whatever the case may be, one of the priority sporting codes, we should be attending these conferences, seeing what happens. Now, that's not the conference that we've got up there. I'm talking about a specific tournament or a match where we go, we see how it was planned, we see what the outcome was, we watch the teams. It's just a little bit of innovation that I found that we sometimes miss out on. This oversight trip, I really appreciated the fact that you fought so hard to get me on the trip to Limpopo, and I really appreciate it, and I think you saw the value in one day of our fruits of going on the first oversight. But there's almost a sense of more could have been done to pack the agenda somewhat, to ensure that we're seeing all the spaces, and in that there's a follow-up for the right people attending the conference. Now, I'm not sure how we put this into a proposal, because I'm saying a lot of broad stuff, and it's not speaking to necessarily the figures. But let's say we go on an overseas trip now, and it's the difference between Cuba or the difference between Germany. I think Tobolko's got a girlfriend in Cuba that he wants to go visit, and that's why he's pushing Cuba. But let's say the amount comes to R1 million, and there's R500,000 left over on the strip. In Tobolko's presentation, he's saying that there's an overseas visit to one province can cost, you know, because the R700,000 was to two provinces. So an overseas visit to one province, we might be able to fit in another oversight trip overseas and one oversight trip here within the same budget. And never mind going on the second year budget and the third year budget, which again, Torf was rightfully said that we're not going to be going on an overseas trip every year. So the R1.5 million accumulates or is used in an emergency fund. But all I'm saying is that it might even be worth our while to have another strategic day where we can actually plan what it is we really want to do, why we want to do it, set up a diary for the year, and then stick to that type of a plan.
My wife also chairs and is on the issue of the oversight visits. To me, they look very much limited. I know that the issue of the budget is also a serious concern, but I think it is where our interest is to see where things are supposed to be happening. We have got an experience as we visited Libombo, we could discover something that we could not know about if we did not go there, because it is of no use to just sit here, wait for the technocrats, as you mentioned earlier, Chair. They will come with their well-prepared documents and tell us about good stories. And only to find that all what they are telling us is not happening as it's supposed to be happening. So one doesn't know how we can try and do to increase the number of the provincial oversight visit. In fact, we're supposed to visit all the provinces, sort of the fact-finding mission, to see what really is taking place there. But as I've mentioned earlier on, the budget will limit us, but that's my concern, that if there was a way, we would try and increase on the oversight of the provinces. And you have also mentioned the issue of the attendance to major events. I don't know if those events can be mentioned. For instance, we know that there will be National Sports Awards and others. If we can have an idea, because just to say major events, we can wait from now until the next financial year and not see the committee participating in any, because we don't know what we are talking about, but major events. And lastly, last week when this issue was discussed, the issue of Cuba, as the oral member just mentioned, the issue of Cuba became a topic because in the document, just the name of Cuba was seen, when the committee never had an opportunity to discuss and understand and be made to understand as to why Cuba would be the better destination than maybe. You remember that there was a point where we spoke of Germany, remembering that when the delegation from Germany came here, we were so impressed by the way they told us they are doing the issue of the school sports, which is problematic in our country, and as to how did the decision to say that the committee should be visiting at Cuba come about? We also did not know. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to make an input based on observation on the cost of printing and stationery, that perhaps also if we in planning for meetings, that perhaps we can just reduce over reliance on producing, you know, more paper than looking at going paperless, because often what we get here is documentation that has been sent to us through other ways, and maybe that will help towards reducing the increasing expenditure on administrative staff, because alternatively we can make our own provisions for printing, because sometimes documents are printed and the turnout to the meetings is low, so documents just get returned. So maybe in future planning, documents should also just be printed out based on, you know, if there have been any apologies sent in place based on that, rather than producing documents that, you know, members are not around and they just go there for sure.
No, thank you, Chairperson, and just quick, Chair. I just want to check on international call as to what's the number of international trips that the committee is allowed to take per term. That is a question. Number two, Chairperson, I agree with Chairperson and other honorable members that we actually need to go to provinces. But I just want to add that in number of times when we visit provinces, we actually don't get any fees as part of the oversight. And in my mind, the NEC, when we are in a province, the NEC is the one who's hosting us. So we need to check on that, and then let's stick to them. I don't know how they should put on other commitments aside that the National Committee is coming to their province and that. But lastly, Chair, on the issue of the Cuba and where is the Cuba and the Cuba, that I heard that Mohol explained as to why he decided to take the Cuba. But I'm trying to say that I should indicate that maybe this is where the researcher should actually come in, which I think that we don't use that much of him as the researcher. Perhaps we should you know, in a almost if there is time, you know, allow the researcher to come up with a document and speak to it in front of the committee. But I thought that really in this issue he would be more of an assist as the committee than each person.
Before Honorable Ranukom, I want to remind this committee that we can even go to our last minute. We did discuss the question of Idlib, and we heard about two countries, and then Germany and this group. And then the committee gave us that we must go and discuss. When we discussed, we didn't discuss which country. We gave three officers that they must do the spade work to do research work. I don't want to say that the process was not presented in the committee. In our last meeting discussing this, we have been asked that the MENCO must go and sit, but in the MENCO we've said to these three officials, especially Utebuo and Umhuni, they must do research work on these two countries. So it did not to discuss in the committee. And the only thing that maybe now what we must talk is the decision according to the research work, that if we are defying on that and that, no, this research work is not, maybe this thing that Honorable Moses is saying, that they were supposed to do both countries to present their research work, and in order that we must agree. But we said we don't have time. We said when we're discussing the advertisement, saying that we are giving you a chance to go and do your research, and the only thing that was not happening, that research did come and we agree. So I've seen now when I was reading minutes, and as Temuo in the light notes that we have accused to decide on Cuba, but it was a collective decision. The only thing is that maybe the presentation of not both of those countries, because in the meeting we said you cannot decide, we must have a decision upon the research work. And I've seen, I don't know whether this report was given to me alone, I've seen the research work of ECUPA, but only ECUPA. So I'm saying that this committee has got a right to review its decision of IMENCO, but not saying that it was not a given task to these two officers. I must correct that they were heavily moneyed, and in the IMENCO we've said go and do a feasibility study. So I've seen it. I don't know whether we have done that mistake that you give it to the chairperson only. I was in bed, I was reading all your documents. So I want that clarification in order that when we are engaging in this, we must say we didn't say go and do ABC. We said go and do a research on two countries. And then we said not in this meeting, and we agreed in that room that where the notes can tell us that we've given them the task. They didn't just do that task without us giving themselves. It's unfortunately that when they came back, they came with only one country, because that research work they were supposed to, in order that we must be satisfied that the two countries' paperwork must be presented. So I'm suspecting we miss the trip in November, because it doesn't take a very little time to apply for international, and it will depend even to that country that you are going to. It does take a process with the house chairperson and even the country. But must not forget that we also want to go to Africa, honorable members. We are sports committee. We have interest in Africa also. So I'm saying there's nothing wrong, but I must correct that we didn't to give the officials. The only thing that I'm hearing from members, the study, it was only ECUPA, the information. So we can give them another time to go and check with the German, and we must look at time frames. And even then, we'll be comparing the countries. It cannot be about Ubuntu likes Germany or Umanana Funa Ituba. We must have a decision, collective decision, comparing the reasons on the programs of the committee. We are not going for leisure. No, I've read something that one other member saying that because it's Germany or somewhere will be having blah 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 on what, which is very good. What Mr. Bergman is saying, that when we are costing, we must say, where are we going to? For instance, last year we were caught by surprise that there were games that even the chiefs were invited. We're not there. And maybe, how are we going to be there if we didn't plan? We're just fresh from the box. So I'm supporting the indication to you members, which very important things that you want, that you must be part of those things, in order that the office must not think for ourselves. We must say that there are these games, there is this event. For instance, really, it can be always when there's the things, workshop, conferences, that sports committee is not there. But it's not going to be there if we're not budgeting accordingly and plan accordingly. That one, really, I can agree that members must give input and prioritize. As we're sitting here, it's not the first time that we know that there are activities of sport, and before we're becoming committee members, we know what is going on in the world and in the Africa and national. We'll assist the committee to prioritize, and we must pronounce in order that we must not think that it's about you, it's about the committee members, that they will tell you what you must do. When I'm looking to the dozens of newspapers, when I'm looking to the program of parliament, the reality is that we're not yet, let me be critical, we're not yet active parliament. Every now and then we're sitting here. I'm looking at this program even now. Even if we want to take the oversight, it's not allowed according to this program. I was thinking that because we're going for in local government, everybody who are sitting in the program, I want to stretch to this program. It's where that we must champion to our leaders. Each and every leader who is sitting here, we must champion the thing of oversight. It's very, I'm seeing June, July, and then the NCOP, because of its nature, but the NCOP does have Section 76, but besides Section 76, that they must go to the province and fetch a mandate, they do about two times having an NCOP week. I'm from there for 10 years. I love that house. They are always on the ground. And with us, a problem is not planned by this committee. Would love to be on the ground every day and every now and then, but this is a problem. I'm appealing to all leaders who are sitting in this committee that we must try to talk to our leaders. They must prioritize the oversight. The oversight, it must not be here once in a blue moon.
No, sir, we'll make a difference like we did in Limpopo. If we can have more time to do oversight. Just 3 points quickly. The issue around the interaction with the legislature, I think you must actually be there. Because you just mentioned it, by the way, whereas it is important that make it a key, because, you know, Honorable Moose made a correct point, the need for MECs. You know how sometimes they can listen to their own oversight, but for our own purposes, we need to show that we can begin closing that gap as well. Because you know what happened in our follow-up meeting in oversight in the COP. We made the legislature there smart, you see. So I think we need to interact with them more often as well, particularly on the expenditure and by the provinces on the money that we give them, and this whole trust of ensuring that the NSRP is budgeted for, or the little money that we are giving them, that they can begin budgeting to make a difference with NSRP. The second point that I wanted to make is around the breakaway that the Honorable Bergman raised. It's just that because I went through the strategic plan, the work that we did there has been incorporated to a certain extent. The only difference is that we had to be in line with the strategic plan of the parliament, the new strategic plan of the parliament. So there is a need to can finalize once and for all
other issues, like for instance, around which trips in Africa, which provinces, and so on and so forth, where we must do oversight. So maybe they will hold the content advisor must come in and indicate whether we do need a takeaway or we do need a day where we can finalize some of the loose ends, because as we speak now, we adopted the strategic plan. But I agree with Honorable Beckman in terms of concretely saying these are the tricks that we'll do, these are the oversights that we'll make. So whether that makes a breakaway or just a one-day meeting where we can do planning. The last point really is on international tours. To just caution ourselves, because, and that is the point that I was making, Honorable Chair, in the last meeting, that the problem is that if researchers had done substantial work on Cuba, and then we need them to go back, whereas the head person is supposed to present on Monday, we might be in trouble in terms of getting approval, because necessarily they might approve this year, they might not approve, but I think for our own commit, time is of the essence, and I think if enough work has been done on Cuba, maybe we should let it sleep and present that so that we are one of the committees that has presented on time. Because that's not presenting on time might mean that other committees that are ready with their seats, priority might be given to those committees. So that really is for the consideration of the committee and the chair, because although it will be important to get input from both content advisor and research. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
No, that's just an addition to what you indicated here. I agree with the Chairperson 100% that it's a process and a very tiresome process of getting an approval. I've seen it happening with one intentional trip that we undertook the previous trip. But I'm saying, sir, I know if we cannot manage it this year, and then it's going to be even difficult for us to get it next year until after the local government elections. That's just where I want to indicate. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Mona.
To the international structure. I think I did also do the research on this the Cuba country. If we will be singing the song like I if we want to start this sports thing on the early childhood, once you go to Cuba, they prioritize, they start a sport at the early childhood, of which that this is what we also want, since they are busy with this youth development program. Because we cannot say we want to groom the Bafana so that they can win always. They are too old for that. That's why we are always fight we always talk with the education, that we need to sit down with education to take the sports to one of their subjects, like the physical education, so that they start this sporting as an early childhood and start doing this early, the youth development program as the Cubans do. Thank you.
I think it would suffice to say, let the officials do the research on both countries, because if we were to begin to say Cuba is better than Germany, the question to me would be to say, though they start as early as what they are doing, but what are the Cubans winning is Cuba an exporting nation?
No.
Then, let's allow the officials to do the research on both the countries before we then begin to debate whether Cuba is better than Germany. This should be the research that will guide us.
But with your last land work, I've been noting Cuba since I came in Parliament. It was the first time that I was reading the presentation. You didn't give all the members. I'm worried when you think that Cuba is not a winning something, but I was taking the comparison. But according to the research work, it's there. So what you left is to have another country that must do this comparison. And it was because of the atmosphere to come, honorable. It was because of this German and Cuba. When we've decided that they must go and do this research, we couldn't take decision. It was twice or on the third time of it, we're giving you this. Yes, I'm still good in my memory. We discussed each German, we discussed Cuba, we discussed the third Australia. And we discussed for the second time in this committee room. On the third time, when we another committee room, we said, no way, let's have a research work. So I want to defend them that I don't think they prioritize because they it was upon themselves. But what you are saying as a committee will miss the what do you call the international talk this year. Because November is not, I'm saying we need not to do that, but because of this handicap that we have only one country that we have here that we have here, that we must come and take a decision, we'll be missing it. So, Honorable Malad.
Thanks, sir. I just think sometimes it's always better to say we could have, and I mean, I recognize that there are two challenges. One is time, if there is a decision to proceed based on the deadline for presentation. And I think we've also shot ourselves in the foot by not having a very clear mandate which was open for interpretation when we did that. Because the presumption would have been that, you know, in motivation for one case, there would have been a demotivation for the other to why this is better. So, like, I don't have a strong view about, you know, how to best proceed, because I also think even as a committee, we will not decisive enough at the time to explain what the mandate should do. But I think it also requires us, you know, to have reference to proper minutes as to what was actually left hanging, so that we don't have this period of uncertainty about that, because it's always best to choose options when there are other options rather than when there is one option. So it's difficult to motivate as to why the one is best over the other if that isn't there.
Honorable members, we cannot force anything. This is a committee. Democracy must prevail. We have one study, talk presentation. We don't have the second one. And we begin as a committee. We open it. Do you still remember when you were doing in, what do you call it? It was interviews or what, preparing for interviews, when this thing, in the last agenda, I proposed and chipped in, and then committee members were saying that the staff must do, but we said the MANCO. And then as MANCO also, we didn't have a broader mandate, we said to go and do a refresh. As we're speaking, we need to look on our own decision to own them. Usunege, she is so good in minutes. We can provide you on that, because I'm 100% sure that we gave them an open mandate
we didn't say anything, even as myself and the whip, we have said go and do your research, and by maybe every table and you had any interest. Again, I don't want to say that official. You were doing the work that we have done. Now, here we are, members are proposing the second country, which is, they are proposing in German. Are you saying that? Let's have a research work on German. Are we saying that, honorable members?
There were three. We finished the conversation with Cuba, Germany and London, and Australia. The Germany, London was one trip because it was, the reason why I suggested that was because of the World Cup and then going to where the Commonwealth Games were held to be in Glasgow, to be able to, you know, you'd be able to have three trips in one, so to speak. The third one was Australia, and the reason being was why Tabofa had chosen Australia was because of our likeness with sports. We play the same sports, we have the same climates, and they've got a winning formula.
I do remember that we have three, but we must not base on whatever. It's based on our strategic plan, our plan according to sports, not about something that is going to happen elsewhere. That's what I've seen in the minutes. I was a bit not understanding what are these members wanting. They want to learn about our strategic plan of international sports and recreation, or do they want that we must go where there are games activities? We all players here and people who are interested, but we must not cloud our interest with what is happening. I'm not against what they're saying. I've seen in the minutes that there were people even saying that the last checking of legs, I was saying that these members, they were looking at our priorities of the department, or were looking at our priority interest of the sport, which is going to happen elsewhere. So I'm happy that now we're saying three of these countries, research must be done, and if you can do it within, before in money, and unfortunately, I'm not going to have a mandate on Monday, because I need a mandate to come back to the committee. That the committee out of three countries, the committee must agree swimmingly, as I'm saying, will be voting. We have got different interests. I've seen it. I'm a human being. Everyone is seeing that. Interests are not the same. Umanana, she wants Australia, I know. Honorable Malafi, he wants German. I was interested to eat German goals as well. So we are human beings, must not run away, that finally, out of the research, will be voted on this. And I'm seeing even the way that we were debating, we have got different interests, but our supposedly that we must have one interest of our unfunded mandate that we are having. If three of them, they are out of order on that, we can go for any other things. The mandate that we are giving the researchers and the content advisor, they must go and... You know what? I want to round up. I'll give these two members that their hands are up, saying that we need that we must refer this thing back to you, and we come with the research work of both countries, and we'll be debating. I'm saying on Monday I will go without any proposal to House Chairperson. So we must not expect anything, because I don't want not to take a mandate of committee. In mandate of committee, I will be getting only on Tuesday after I've met with the host chairperson. So I'm raising that I cannot take any mandate without my committee. Honorable Malika, Honorable Malad.
Chair, my take on the matter would be to say, let us not... take it as far as to say we are having interest and our interests are different. We should be having a common interest. And if there is the advisor was to say to us, no, I have done Australia, I've done Germany and Cuba, I think we would have decided a long time ago. But it's clear now that he only has done the Cuba. Because we don't have the information of another one.
Both of them, they are noting you and don't want that. Can you finish?
Yeah, I wanted to finish by saying, Chairperson, I would then suggest that we allow the officials to go do the research if they did not do the research, and then we will trust the Chairperson. They will submit it to you, but knowing that when we meet, we'll be presented with those findings. That would be my suggestion, other than to say you will go on Monday, but you won't be able to present what the committee wants. It's not like we are different here, in fact, but we just want the facts to say we have opted for this, then this one because of this reason. At the end of the day, we're not going to go to all the suggested countries. We're going to go to one.
Before the Honourable Malash, Honourable Malik, you are correctly repeating what I've said. And I must tell you, we are all members of Parliament, mainly. We are all have interest in different countries. You know what? Past Parliament members, they didn't want to go to Africa. They wanted only the international trade is a reality. So I'm seeing even this, I cannot take this mandate which you have given me. I cannot decide. I want that those three, after Honorable Malachi, I'll give them, because I've seen on the at my back that they are showing something that I don't know what that means. I cannot on Monday go and present Committee One. I want a mandate. Out of these three countries will come and debate like we are doing. So far, we cannot debate anything because each country is one and is a cry of the committee. And if you are a chairperson of the committee, you cannot act without a mandate. If Monday they will be finishing about three countries, what am I going to present? Out of what? I'm always want to guided by the committee. With that, I cannot make any mistake. I know process of Parliament. One other day, I'll be accused of taking decision without my committee. So far, we're still working according to the collective. So, the collective does have different interests. But when we're together, we can shape those different interests to a one common interest. Especially with the trips. In each committee, when we are talking about the trips, we are human beings. I'm not exaggerating. We've got different interests, honorable members, according to countries. And that thing, it will assist us to have three presentations and then we'll be agreeing on which one. Honorable Malas.
Chair, I feel like we've over-dated a lot of time on this and we are dancing around the same issue. One is, if we were to proceed on, there's a time factor to it, that if we were to proceed on Monday, you miss the opportunity to make the presentation there. We prolong our own processes. Two is the issue which is ambiguous because it's open for interpretation as to what are two presentations, what is one. And the fact of the matter is that there was one presentation, but it doesn't talk about one aspect of the trip. It may have not been expansive in detailing why this option isn't stronger than this option. So I think in recognition of that, the committee then has to decide that in light of all of this, let us work based on time if there is a strong need to respect those processes, because we are going to do a back and forth thing. We are going to present another document that will repeat part of what has been said, because there's two pages that are dedicated to the Australian model, and then we'll have another debate on something that is there. So I feel like there was a lot of oversight in how and exactly explain what the mandate should be. But there is a document that we can use reference to and then decide on this now. You know, a decision needs to be taken now. Because my fear is we're going to give them a new mandate altogether to reproduce part of where that has been done. And we miss a deadline, and then we are going to come and have a physical exercise because you can't come back to the portfolio committee before Monday. So I just think what they need to do, and something that can be done in social concern, is for them to make their case against Australia, for instance, if members have not read it extensively in that report, and then we proceed on this issue.
Our lawyer, in Yamchad, there was the first lawyer there, it was an advocate or whoever, Vaja. And then people from Amtata, they were only knowing who Vabaja. So I speak Vabaja with big you. Tata said, but then, Vabaja.
Well, Vabaja. Thank you very much. Just register that the presentation, first presentation I made was in relation to the APP, adoption of the APP. And in that was the International Study Tour, which was going to be the subject that I think we will have to decide upon after we adopted the APP. Of course, based on the budget allocated to International Study Tour, it brought out that discussion. But be that as it may, we are yet to adopt the APP. On the issue of the study tour, I think there are three main areas that influence the approach to the study tour. One is one of the priorities that South African government is trying to implement towards implementing on its sports programs. First and foremost is the National Sports Education Plan and the mandate, as it were, and how has the other countries that have developed sports systems have fed into that. And you look at the merits of that to say, within the South African context, in the unfunded mandate, what has been prioritized within the NFRP? Then you get school sports. Then you start looking at the academies. You start looking at the club model of the country itself and saying, if the country in implementing its NFRP is focused on this, what are the countries then that would give us an information regarding how to implement this on the one side? On the other side is the question of the structure of a society in which the plans are implemented. Of course, then it goes with the ideological approach towards which differs from one country to another. You have on the one side the communist model, the socialist model of Cuba. You do have the democratic model of Australia, which includes the federal liberal that we haven't looked at, of Germany. And then you try to say, compared to our own strategy and unique needs, where South Africa has got a bit much more inclination towards social security and so on, how can that be useful to implement that? So it's a question of a battle of ideas. We find all of that can fare better. Perhaps we can convince each other based on those ideologies. The third aspect is a question of ability of the country to implement programs within its resources. And this is where in the two countries that we looked at initially, Australia would not have fed at the same level as South Africa, because it has got much better developed resources than South Africa has. When you look at Cuba, then in this instance, which is what motivated, is that it has very little resources, yet it's able to implement programs. When it comes to what sporting codes are faring better, it does not look as in terms of a specific sporting code, but the performance on multi-coded events. In this instance, using the Olympic Games as a comparison for rating. So if you are then to look at South African performance in Olympic events versus what other countries have achieved, then you arrive at the conclusion that between the two countries, with the resources that they have at their disposal, Cuba still fared better. Australia fared much better than Cuba, there are other directions that you can put there, but they do have a defined policy. Now, this is something that we will take with when we go to look at other countries, Germany to be precise, England included, to say, based on the priorities that we have and in the objectives that we set, can we make an analysis of this? Of course, the question of jet lag, the distance of the thing, it will not favor one country that perhaps has got better results. In this instance, even Australia, of course, 16-hour flights to Australia, you can go via Europe to get to Australia, including Cuba, which is the case. So those factors, to be exact, were never considered when we look at the study itself. But if there are factors that will influence the outcomes, as it were, of learning, then perhaps we'll try to factor it. The last point I wanted to make around this point is that I would support the move, Chair, to have an inclusive proposal. And while it might delay the proceedings, that we bring all those parts of the research and then lay those comparative analysis. I must indicate here that the proposals to the two countries was the first one that served. And post that, the one that served last week was as a result of a first proposal. So there was never a proposal that only brought one idea, but there were a proposal that was inclusive of the two countries. And obviously, even then, there was still a proposal or a suggestion which was never put in motion to say, let us then go and look at it. There was a proposal around Germany and London. But it seemed not to be an overwhelming proposal as far as in the two. But for this meeting, what we can undertake is to go and refine a proposal inclusive of all the questions that have been put here and then present it to members before Monday's meeting. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honourable members, I'm closing this note. Right as it is. Option one.
Chair, we are postponing the inevitable here. We are postponing the inevitable here. So, I mean, my frustration with this is we are dancing around the issue and work has been done on this.
When these two gentlemen are shaking their heads, I wanted the time that they must reveal that they did present all two countries. That's fine. No one is talking about that amongst us as committee members. I was waiting for that table. That when both of you jumped and shake your head, you were wondering why. So I'm saying, Honorable Malak, I'm saying to satisfy my committee, I can be wrong. If you are two persons, you are not always right. You are a human being. To satisfy my committee, those two reports that were presented, no, I see you shaking head. They must go and take them from our files. I've noted your Honorable Valopom and Honorable my brother. And then together, three of them, and take decision in the next committee meeting. If I'm wrong saying no, Chairperson, we are not saying that. I'm saying two reports that were tabled in the committee by these young gentlemen and the third report, let's take them and come and see, because we've forgotten about two of them. And then we're remembering this one. And then we must take decision from there, but it can't be on Monday. So if I'm wrong when I'm doing the summary, I'm running away off doing same thing, talking same thing, as we are running sort of time, and you are saying that were repeating each other, but there is reason, there is a problem. You can't jump when there is a problem. The reason why we're doing this, we're not used on doing what we're doing. Today we are faced with a problem. And then the problem, in order that we must solve, we must listen to each and everyone. And then if we're singing the same song with a different tune, finally we must take a decision. But I was not going to just stop people what they still have to put their contributions. So the last people who just give us what they've done for the committee, it is Tebo with Umphumzi. Tebo is telling us that we do have two reports that they presented in this committee. This one, it was said. The only thing we are saying, we didn't engage three of them together. That's the gap in witness. So, but I'm saying, you are saying that on Monday I must go. And when I'm going on Monday, I will go without the Monday to commit. I'm sure you want to keep in there. So now I want to go on Monday with a mandate of committee in order that I'll be happy. Mandate of committee, I'm not yet having it. If we can respond along those lines in order that we must close the meeting. Monday, what must I go with? Because the committee is on Tuesday. So I've just, if you can assist me on that, because I cannot make a decision around no process of parliament. But one other day, I will be glad that I took a decision without my comment. 4 years to come, I still need this comment. Thank you.
Okay, my line of argument was based on the fact that this is an extraordinary scenario that we are in, and you know, when events are different to the usual part, we also need to look at it from a different perspective. My fear, and I don't envy the position that you are now in, and my fear is that it seems like there is an impulse based on a technicality, but you will proceed on Monday without a mandate. I mean, that's the one side of it. For me, it wastes time, it postpones, you know, it just prolongs the issue, right? And that affects our conversation. That affects the deadline, because my concern is there is an issue of a deadline, right? It would be meaningless if they go and do the work and we miss that deadline. For that period, it's done. That is where my concern comes. So my point of view is there is a general sense that based on what has been presented here, it could make logical sense based on what is presented. Take into consideration time factors. And so I emphasize that, you know, sometimes when the scenario has changed simply because of time and practicality, let's be practical, we are prolonging this. And I appreciate that you want this to be as more democratic as it has been, but we have expressed views, and it seems like, you know, there's a sense that there's a general argument based on the fact that we've got a difficulty of time, and we're trying to avoid the same principle, we're going to go back and forth. So, you know, my decision is, let's proceed with what we have. Because there is difficulty of time. I mean, that's where my frustration is. And I wasn't shaking your head earlier on saying that you're prolonging action. It was just that, you know, as leaders here, sometimes we must take difficult decisions. Sometimes compromise is needed when things are not in the favor of time and practicality. And we can proceed and focus on other aspects of the committee work.
When you are a chairperson, you don't come to those decisions without committee members. Maybe if you want to bulldoze the committee, you can do that. But this is not kind of committee that you can bulldoze. And I don't want any time, anyhow. I want consensus. If we are running off time because we are not reaching consensus, I'll open the discussion until I'm satisfied that we do have a consensus in that.
Okay. Honorable Malachi has assisted us that let's move on the basis of the work that has been done. Because they give us opportunities, because we look at a country that is like ours and the country that they spend more money on and on their athletes, which is Australia. So we'll get the sense, because to go to the other example that you had given us last time, which is Germany and London, the difference there is that it's countries that are well off, it's first world countries visit. We might not learn, but if we combine that example, go with it, because it was Australia and Cuba, if I'm not wrong. That is where enough work has been done. It's Cuba and Australia. So that if we succeed this one, in the next three that we might have to take is to see how do we so that we get a sense of Germany. Germany and London. Because at the moment, otherwise we will miss it all together. So I was making that on the basis of what the Honorable Malagia said.
Honorable Mabika.
Chair, seeing that you are concerned about the members of the committee who are not certified, I just want to suggest that after the explanation that has been given by our colleague advisor, I am satisfied and I am okay with the country that was mentioned. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm giving you the mandate to proceed on Monday.
You know, the way that you are putting kukhona igama lesingisi engathi usarcastic. We are saying that because I'm having a cliche. I'll always have it good. And I must have it, so I'll always have it. And I don't think that we can even vote, but we must reach consensus as elders and human beings. That's it. I'm a bit tired, you know. Honorable members, I'm advised by the contact advisor called today that I must move for the adoption of ACT and the study hall. Any move? Giba?
Moved.
My loved one is advising you.
Why? No, he's saying I can't move for both. The question is why? What is it?
I'm moving.
I've moved chair. Unless somebody else wants to do it, but I think I've got the right.
I've tried to honor my leader and said you've moved,
yeah.
And now you're not well. Honorable, are your hand up?
I wanted to second, but I wanted to know what I'm seconding, so it wasn't clear what was being moved there.
Let me go back to you. I've said we're on point two. We've discussed the APP and we discussed the recommendation of study talk, and I was saying that any move, so maybe I must be clear in order that you must be clear what are you moving. Because you're moving on, because now we don't know what to move. I'm sure we're all tired.
I was responding to the question that was posed by the chair, so I was moving for the adoption of the annual performance plan as well as the international study tour. Chair.
Thank you. You know, sometimes if we are brief, even those who are writing, she was asking, we have said move and move, and maybe that's why we're all laughing. In a second.
I thought it's a compromise view of the committee, and there is consensus on it.
Yeah, sometimes we need not to take too long being adult and comrade French portfolio committees. When we have a problem, we need to manage it immediately, not to discuss under tension as if we are not one committee. We must not do it again. When we're having a program, we must come with interventions immediately. But sometimes, because this is the first time that we're wondering what is going on in the committee. But let me thank my honorable members. It was not easy, and I was wondering what is going on. So I'm suspecting. Hey, Ababa, too. The alliance here, no, 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 too. And I'm suspecting that, according to international treaties, let's give them a mandate to check in Africa, in order that when we come on that time, we'll be already have presentation of Africa countries that we want to. Especially with soccer, and I don't know with Iraq. So let's give us time, not rush things and becoming very tense. The next thing that we must plan is Africa visit. I know Chairperson would love that. He must see that we do want to go to Africa. I don't know the problem with some of us. When, for instance, if we want to go again to international trip, I was seeing no problem, but I know that his problem doesn't want that committee not to go to Africa. So make its parliament, its exercises, whatever. So let's when we have time in one other meeting, go and think about Africa country in order that in any other business, we must ask members, which country do you want, and then propose maybe 2 to 3 countries, and then in time we must discuss, not defer anything. With those words, thank you so much, honorable members. We've started with a good debate, hoping that we'll be telling the nation what we're doing in this committee on the 20th, and we'll be telling the NET department where we're not happy. We'll be telling federations where they must try to assist each department and our constituents if they are thinking that they want a transformation for this sport. That's why it's always have tension, not tension, it's tense when we're preparing for budget votes, because we'll be including even those people who are thinking that we don't appreciate their work, but those who have got illness and death should tell them on that day, all is not well, and where they need credit, we'll give them credit. But 21 years down the line, thank you, honorable members. Let's go to number 3 committee minutes. The first stretch of minutes. Which date? Should I assist me? 5th May? 38 of what? Thank you. I want to add a direction to ask which set of meeting minutes that must start with. Fifth and sixth. Okay. Let's start with the fifth. Oh, Sunday 28. Left 28 with you. Huh? Okay. Number 5, 81. Myself, Honorable Bergman, our apologies noted. Page 2. Page 2. 1 and 2. Any more? Anyone move to adopt the minutes in Jadarar Khom? I want to say, oh, that might be.
Second it.
Thank you. On page 39, in the first sentence of the last paragraph, to be deleted. Are you happy about that?
Yeah, no, we are happy because it was captured on the, I think it was on the strategic plan. Yeah, so we said that we'll discuss the separate. So let's delete it on the strategic plan.
Any more? Move. Second.
Anyone with anything? Oh. Okay. Was playing the Super United in the East. In the previous week, and the FN died there, and and we had instruments to avoid those in the death of the safety at Sporting Division has had. Now it's upon this committee to check if that was implemented, and to what extent, and who was responsible for it. Because ISRAF is blaming PSL, PSL is blaming, they are blaming ISRAF. So. I think we've got the responsibility to call somebody to account on that one. Because these things were supposed to be prevented. Hence we had that air. Thank
you. Yeah, I agree with that. And then I've just got one more point as reminded just by that tragedy was that a Twitter war broke out between the minister and the editor in the newspaper. Now, there was a racist connotation to it. And I didn't want to ask the question through Parliament because I think to ask the question would have meant that I was trying to politicise the event, and I'm not trying to politicise it at all. So I thought maybe as a committee we could maybe just find clarity. The minister was at the boxing match between Mayweather and Pacman, which is within his rights 100%. There's two things though that we one was obviously the editor was trying to get at who paid for the trip. Now, you know, that's an undying question that always gets asked and everyone wants to know, and that's I would try and find the positive spin to what benefit, you know, so take it to clarify whether the minister was invited, what benefit came from that trip, And I wanted to do it this way rather than go do it for a public question, so as not to cast any aspersions, because it's already got nasty, and I don't think it should be nasty. You know, what happens between the minister and the editor is their business, but now the newspaper wants to know from the newspaper asking to find out, was the trip a valid trip? So I thought, if there's a way in which we can do it here, constructively, or I need guidance on this.
You caught me out of guard, because this thing of media and these people, sometimes they want us to be part of it. I'm suspecting that minister will handle, unless my thing is a committee. What are we saying? Because I've seen in the papers and acted or not acted. Now, what is the feeling of the committee? Because sometimes, most of the time, we've been taken by these people of media. They are making money and they'll make us to run up and down with their things. Let me hear, thankful that we have read it. We've seen, we've heard it in the media. Honorable Radhom.
No, sir. With regards to the first one that was read by our advisor, researcher, I think we'll have to ask the department to make the necessary follow-up. You can make a statement on that as well, sir. Because it's an indictment on us, because the need to fast track the finalization of the board of Sasria. We need to do that as urgently as possible, so that we are not caught wanting. But for now, because we haven't set up that panel, because in setting up a new department that might begin doing this necessary work, because they don't take it serious. How did the police are there and one spectator attempts to disarm the police residing in the city? That is what happened. So I'm just saying that that is how we should deal with that. The second point is that I'm not sure whether Honorable Zarkman, you want us to also deal with social media, because we'll end up not having the necessary focus, because there are so many things that might be said by all of us through Twitter, just chatting there, whether we would want to also fast track that. My take is that We need to ensure that we don't lose our focus, because we've got a lot of work. If we are going to end up wanting to increase our scope as well to social media, we might be troubled, but I know that we are using it on the basis that there is our minister. So my take is that I'm quite sure that when the next comes, maybe we will have an opportunity to get, he can explain, but I've got my doubt whether we need to really focus on social media things, because and even end up saying the minister come and explain. I mean, we will be encroaching on his private life, because it was a social media, and unfortunately this nowadays there are these new intervention that we haven't developed mechanisms we can deal with, even at the political level, because all of us, we are going to have to see how do we deal with this new media platform, which I understand the has removed the governance in Arab countries. You know, the two, this social media, I mean,
You can even mobilize thousands of people, all of a sudden they are on Red Square to do it. So it is better if we monitor. But the individuals fighting, I'm not sure, maybe you'll see, but I could suggest that we should just leave it for now. Because to believe otherwise, I'm not sure how we are going to do that.
Chair, this is my concern. That's why I raised the chair. That I don't want it to be. We have to call the minister every time someone on Twitter says we did this or did you do this or do that. I think the minister will get all cross with us, and we'll lose the efficacy of calling the minister. I also don't want to disregard a question that is poised by the public in terms of a valid question. So I think the question is twofold. One, I either ask the question privately, but in a way, or is there a mechanism that the committee can write to let, not call the minister to respond to such, not to come to the committee to account, but just to write to us and say, this is what the trip was about, how he went, why he went, and X, Y, and Z. Something very, very casual, I think, so to speak, and not very... it's not a sanction, and it's not calling him here to account. It's really just saying, is there any form of report that we can perhaps...
No, I don't know your question, but I actually want to agree the Honorable Kalahom that there is not too much get into people's personal lives. You see, Batman. The reason why the minister responded in that manner to the journalist felt that this man is now getting into my private life, and I think I should give him the bit of my mind. We don't actually want that thing to happen to us as a committee. We don't even want to get our relationship with the minister tainted. I'm of the opinion that we should just leave it like that. If it would happen that one day an opportunity presents itself, we'll do that. But we should not be that adamant to go and get answers from the minister. That's my input, Chairperson.
I'm suspecting that with us as members, if there is a member who felt that he can ask the minister, somebody must do as individual member, not as a committee. I know Honorable Bachman is consulting and he's right to consult with us. Because we've been in this trouble of when the minister or the what you call did come in here and start to run them to account about the media issues. I'm suspect it must not be always like that, as if we don't have issues. But if any member of the committee want to do a questioning of a visit of minister, I don't think as this committee can say that don't ask minister that, don't do that, but this is in a good spirit the question that you are raising. So thank you, honorable members, hoping for the best for my Monday meeting with the chairperson, but you must not forget that we said they must table, writing down the events that you want, in order that when you are questioning, we must not say when we want to go to something as a committee, saying that, tell us that we didn't cause that. I'm sure when we have done that, name and shame will be adopting. We are happy. It was a very robust day. Thank you, honorable members. We see you in.
If one uses the principle that we choose those that we never attended to last year, that will be Indigenous Games, the League Walk, National School Sports Championships, and avoid the other sports, what sports awards and then others.
I'm not 100% sure that what we want is a commit, because you will be saying that let's avoid others, but committee. Can I ask like this? You must come with framework and putting, and if members they want to add, but I don't know when, because this thing, I'm going with it on Monday. Can we so long agree upon, because each plan and pro and APP, as time goes on, we'll amend accordingly. But if we're prioritizing the events that we want to be part of them, in order that they must be costed. Honorable Moshe?
No, I'm saying so. We have to be at the sports our every year.
That's the problem. That I don't know what is this thing that people they are worried about in the sports. These people, they've been doing good for country, and now any other committees will join, but except this committee. Write it down. Some of us will be saying that they don't even need awards. For what good reason? What are we promoting? This social cohesion sport, but when they're supposed to be awarded, we'll be clearing that. Put it. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.